all too often in Islamic countries. Islamic countries, they should observe this prophetic admonition and advice so that it can lead to the betterment of Islamic society and its flourishing. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at upholding the penal laws in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Bring us out from Ontario, Canada.
Now back to our story.
What is it in there?
We will be talking about this.
Let me bring in Leo Sazdi. He's a professor of international.
The Spotlight.
The Israeli war minister is saying that the regime is being attacked from seven different theaters in the midst of the genocidal war on Gaza. Yoav Gallant says that Israel has responded to six of those fronts and threatened that anyone who acts against Israel is a potential target. Now, one of those fronts, Gallant mentioned, was Iran. On Monday, a top commander of Iran's IRGC in Syria was assassinated in an Israeli missile strike targeting his house in Damascus. In the meantime, the resistance front in the region is adamant to respond to the Israeli-American crimes being perpetrated in Gaza. That and more topics in this episode of The Spotlight Today. I'm your host, Behrouz Najafi. Allow me to introduce our guests. Elijah Magni, a journalist and political analyst, is joining us from Brussels. Also with us is Khaled Barakat, a spokesperson of the Masar al-Badil movement in Vancouver, Canada. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Elijah, beginning with you, let's talk about Christmas celebrations this year and how different they could be given this genocide going on. And, you know, IOF soldiers have no regard for any religion, Muslims, Christians alike, rituals, nationalities, what your job is. You're a journo, you're a doctor, whoever you are, they hit mosque, they hit churches. So, and anybody standing in their way, as the war minister was saying, is a legitimate target, as the Israeli authorities actually, they themselves proclaim. So let's talk about the atmosphere of the Christmas holidays this year, to begin with.
For Israel, there are no Christmas holidays, because for them, killing Christians or Muslims is exactly the same, because they consider any Palestinians, according to the manifest of 1977 of the People's Party, any presence of any Palestinian, regardless his religion, is a threat to the state of Israel. Therefore, what they are doing, what the Israeli occupation forces are doing in Gaza, is to destroy as many possible as homes and infrastructure, and kill as many civilians, mainly children and women. That is because Israel has failed to achieve its objectives to destroy Hamas and to occupy Gaza and to free all the prisoners. This is why for them there is no consideration of the Christmas holiday or to any religion holidays, because for them, they have the superpower, the United States of America, supporting them at the United Nations, blocking any veto decision of a ceasefire, and will also put obstacles against any investigation of Israel war crime that Israel has overtly admitted on televisions. Therefore, for the Israelis, being a Christmas or any other holiday, for them, it's exactly business as usual. Nothing has changed and nothing will change. Mm.
And New Yorkers were saying that this shouldn't be Christmas as usual in their protest the other day anyway. Now, Khaled, Israeli officials are still talking about being attacked from multiple fronts. Seven fronts, you know, he mentioned Iran, Syria, you know, Lebanon, Gaza itself, Yemen. And they're talking of self-defense and all jazz, and they're playing the victim while they're attacking incessantly, and the world is watching what's happening in Gaza. How could they then ignore all the savage crimes that they are committing blatantly against Palestinians on a daily basis?
Yes, thank you for having me. And before I answer this question, I just want to mention that Palestinians in general and Palestinian Christians in particular are not celebrating Christmas at all. And we know that Palestine is the place of the birth of Christianity. Across the board, Palestinian Christians are not just condemning the Israeli atrocities and war crimes, but also there were no celebration in Palestine this year in Christmas, and there has been calls by Palestinian Christians to the world and to churches, to people of conscience, especially you know, Christians and others, to condemn Israeli war crimes. As for your question, which is, I think it's the central question in terms of Israel behavior, Israel always behave as the victim. And at the same time, I haven't seen any victim who possess, you know, 300 nuclear warheads and commit atrocities and war crimes, you know, 24/7, and does not care whatsoever about any, you know, international law. In fact, just yesterday, you know, the international, you know, international figures around the world, especially in the human rights sectors, were saying that Israel have violated every law in the book of international law. Now, the reason that Israel get away with it is because Israel is supported by the United States and the Western colonialist power. Israel is their project, and the Zionist regime have always relied on the United States for protection, for support, for financial and military support. That's why we view this genocide that is taking place in Gaza as a U.S. and Israel genocide, because it is happening with the U.S. support, with U.S. weapons, with U.S. You know, cover. Now, in terms of the seven fronts, which is important, because they're trying to bring, you know, to bring back some biblical methodology about the seven fronts as well, in order to mobilize their society based on a religion. You know, war and religion, you know, a conflict. And at the same time, we know that these fronts that Israel is talking about is the camp of resistance in the region that is trying to protect the Palestinian people rights and the Palestinian people cause, but also to protect the region from U.S. hegemony and from Israel hegemony. Israel wants to dominate in the region, and it looks, you know, it is a temporary regime. It is a Western colony, and yet they're looking at Yemen, Iran, Iraq, Lebanon as if they are visitors in the region. And this is really, you know, a classic Israeli and colonialist behavior.
Now, Elijah, Khaled mentioned Yemen as one of those fronts that Israel is talking about and saying that it's being targeted and playing the victim there. And Yemenis, you know, they are conducting operations, they're intercepting and targeting all ships destined for Israel or somehow having to do with Israel. But the U.S. has formed this coalition of 19, 20 countries and trying to blame the Yemenis for bringing in security for maritime transportation. Who is bringing in security, the U.S. or the Yemenis? The Yemenis are saying that we are just targeting Israeli-related ships, and that's because of what they're doing to the people in Gaza.
Well, first of all, the Israeli, I don't think they're playing the victim. On the contrary, they're trying to attract the Americans into the battlefield, and they're telling the Americans, as Benjamin Netanyahu told President Biden, from day one, everybody is attacking us, and this is why a coalition was formed to support the Israelis, and this is again the reason why the Americans send their carriers to the Middle East. So what the Israelis are desperately trying to do is to open more fronts, so to make it not the Palestinian cause as a reason of this war, but to divert the attention away from the Palestinian cause and saying, well, our war actually is not with the Palestinians that have been attacked, killed, and imprisoned for the last 75 years, but it is actually with Iran and all its allies. Well, so far, it has succeeded. In relation to Yemen, Yemen said specifically that this act is only to protect the people of Gaza and in the name of the children and women of Gaza. And Yemen asked the Israelis to stop and lift the siege and impose a ceasefire, otherwise this will continue. Actually, it is the human duty of every single country, not only the Muslim, but other Christian and Muslim countries around the world, to stand with the Palestinian cause. There are Muslim and Christian in Palestine, including Jews. The problem is not with the Jews, the problem is with the Zionists and what the Israelis are doing. So this is when the Pope stood up and said, what Israel is doing is terrorism. Yemen is fighting terrorism, is fighting the Israeli terrorism. The Iraqi resistance are doing exactly the same. Hezbollah is doing the same. Iran is encouraging its allies to stand against the terrorism of the Israelis against 2.3 million Palestinians in Gaza. And Yemen said it very clearly, stop the war, stop, lift the siege, and everything will return to normality. And Yemen didn't say that it's going to stop every ship, but only the ship designated to Israel.
Yeah, and it was a stress just an hour ago, the army spokesman was there making the statement. Now, Khaled, this multi-pronged resistance front taking action against Israel, it also consists of Iraq, like Elijah just mentioned, and you know, just recently in response to Iraqi resistance fighters, anti-U.S. operations, you know, they have drones targeting U.S. bases both in Iraq and Syria. Now we have the U.S.-centered command confirming that American strikes have hit three facilities belonging to Iraq's anti-terrorist PMU-affiliated groups. And Baghdad is saying that these attacks harm relations between the two countries. Let's have your take on this.
Well, first of all, why are there is U.S. military bases in our region, whether in Iraq or in Syria or in Jordan or anywhere in West Asia? Why there is United States bases? Now, they say that these military bases are there based on a mutual agreement with the government. But this is not really the situation. If you do a referendum today in Iraq, most people in Iraq wants to see these U.S. bases leave Iraq. In Syria, it's the United States is an occupation and occupied power. The United States have military bases across, and it is there contrary to the willing to people's choice. And the other thing is that why is these United States bases are in the region? We have to go back to the roots of the problem. The United States is viewed by the vast majority of the people of the region as a colonialist power. They're trying to, impose their hegemony over the will of the people. And they talk about democracy. You know, this crime that they just committed in Syria, killing, an Iranian official, Mr. Radhi Mousawi. Just imagine if a country assassinates an Israeli minister or an Israeli ambassador.
Commander.
Israel invaded Lebanon in 1982 under the pretext of one of its ambassadors have been subject to an attempt of assassination in London.
Mm-hmm.
And they invaded the West Bank because an Israeli, because a Palestinian resistance group assassinated an Israeli minister. And yet they get away with these crimes. And we know that they have been behind all these assassinations against Arab and Iranian scientists.
Exactly. Now, Elijah, speaking about Mr. Mousavi, I want to ask you, what is it that gives the Tel Aviv regime this audacity to openly make announcement and then take out anyone with opposing views in broad daylight, like Brigadier General Razi Mousavi? How could they assassinate Iranian military commanders who helped West Asia? They helped Iraq, Syria, others at their own petition, overcome the scourge of terrorism.
For Israel, anyone who stands with the oppressed people around the world is considered as a threat. For the Israelis, the support that Iran is giving to the Lebanese, Hezbollah, to Hamas, to the Islamic Jihad, to the Syrian to liberate the territory from ISIS and the attempt of failed state that was carried out by the Americans and their allies, and for the Americans to support the Iraqis to free themselves from ISIS and stand with Yemen. All these are acts that putting obstacles in front of the Americans and the Israelis who would like to see the Middle East divided. So Said Mousavi in Syria was coordinating with all these allies to support them with the logistics and with the support. This is why it is not unusual for the Islamic Jihad and Hamas to come out and condemn the Israeli assassination. It's because they know the value that this man was bringing to the Palestinian resistance and to the Lebanese resistance and to the Iraqi. And this is why the Israelis believe anything that is happening today in Gaza and what used to happen in the West Bank and the strength of Hezbollah, all that comes from Iran. And because that puts obstacles in front of the Israelis, then they look for a target where they think the Israelis and the Americans that they can hit or send a message to Iran. They don't understand that the leadership in Iran is horizontal and is not vertical. If one person goes away, there are 10 or 100 others that can replace the same person, and the past continues.
This is The Spotlight. The Spotlight takes an in-depth look at the headlines, featuring interviews with well-known guests from diverse backgrounds to get to the bottom of the story. You can listen to The Spotlight every day on IRIB English Radio.
Good point. And Khaled, there are some observers arguing that the recent assassination of Brigadier General Mousavi, Iran's IRGC commander, is an open invitation to Iran and to try to kind of pull Iran in and to force Iran to take some military action against the Tel Aviv regime. Do you share that standpoint?
Absolutely. This is exactly what Netanyahu wants. Netanyahu wants to continue the war. the war against people in Gaza, and he wants to also expand the war in other fronts and invite the United States into this. And he thinks that by carrying these assassinations, that he's following the steps of the United States when, let's not forget that they are the one who killed General Qasem Soleimani. And, but the United States, I think they're aware of Netanyahu's, attempts, and not because the United States is nice, but because they actually don't want to have be involved in a war because of Netanyahu personal interest. If there was a United States interest in the manner, I think they would go for it. Now, I think that Iran is aware of Israel attempts and Israeli plots, and it is really a general wisdom in the region that this is what Netanyahu is trying to do, is trying to create chaos and shift, the cards by doing these crimes against Iranian leadership.
Now, Elijah Netanyahu this reminds me of the Israeli Prime Minister speaking about voluntary migration of people from Gaza. Voluntary? I mean, you hit civilians, you hit their homes, mosques, churches, hospitals, everybody, everything, every living thing, and then you starve them to death, and then you call this voluntary? So what is forced displacement then?
Well, I think one of the blessings of this war on Gaza is to reveal the real face of the Israelis and how they lie on television and nobody believed them. Actually, I think this war was necessary for the people to return and embrace the Palestinian cause once again, notwithstanding the atrocity of the killing of children and women. Nevertheless, where the people today support the Palestinian cause, unlike their leaders, there is a big difference of the popular support of the Palestinian cause because of what's happening in Gaza, and people are more enlightened about all the lies that are emanating from all the Israelis who started by saying we want to defend ourselves, and they are an occupation forces that can defend themselves. And secondly, they asked the Palestinians to move from the north to Khan Yunis in the south, and then they bombed them in the north and in Khan Yunis, and then they asked them to move to Rafah, and they bombed them in Rafah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, so you see how the Israelis are really driving the population to their death. They're not trying to look after them, they're not trying to minimize the casualty, and they're not trying to watch a voluntarily exodus of the Palestinians. On the contrary, they wanted to kick them out to Egypt.
Exactly. And recently they have been doing something else. They have been killing civilians at point blank range. How they could justify that, I don't know. Now, Khaled, we have 1 minute. If you could tell me, how likely do you think this U.S.-Israeli genocidal war on Palestinians, how could that... could that actually engulf the whole West Asia region? Because they don't seem to be, willing to stop this anytime soon.
Then the United States are heading towards a strategic defeat. The Palestinian people have gave so much sacrifices in the last 3 months and willing to sacrifice for the protection of their rights and their cause and their resistance. We have to look at Gaza and see these atrocities and war crimes that Israel is committing and support the Palestinian people's struggle. But at the same time, we have to look at the brave Palestinian resistance that is, really showing the ability of the Palestinian people and the people of the region to be able to fight colonialism, to fight racism, to fight this, Zionist regime and defeat this Zionist regime. I think Palestinians are going to come out victorious from this confrontation.
Okay. On that note, we come to the end of this show. Thank you, my guests, Elijah Magner in Brussels, Khaled Barakat in Vancouver.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I'm really happy that again I have brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider with us here in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome everyone. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Good. Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
And Fawad, how is it going?
Everything's fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So, brothers and sisters, we are ready and we are fine. We are energetic. Inshallah, hope you are the same. Let's get started. So, inshallah, today we will be talking about Ayah 115 and 116. Of Surah Al-An'am on page 142. Am I right?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, turn to page 142, Ayah 115 and 116 of Surah Al-An'am. Everyone, let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa tammat kalimatu rabbika sidqan wa adla. La mubaddila li kalimatihi wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. So, before we start the recitation and the tajweed rules, we should explain these two verses a bit and then inshallah we'll move on, okay? This explanation is going to be short one. Of course, you have to refer to the tafasir books in case you want to learn more, okay? The details. So, let's see. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ayah 115 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah Almighty says, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا The word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and justice. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ Nothing can change his words. Inshallah, we'll explain the word kalimah has many meanings. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ And he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Next ayah, ayah 116. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ If you obey most of those on the earth, most of the people on the earth, if you obey them, if you follow them, يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Since they have gone astray, okay, they are not on the right path, so they will lead you astray from the way of Allah. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ They follow nothing but conjectures and they do nothing but surmise. 115, Ayah 115 tells a beautiful thing. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا Kalima means word. Kalima also has the meaning of religion. Kalimatullah, for example, if we say it means the religion of God. Kalima also refers to prophet of Allah. For example, for Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Allah Almighty uses the word kalima as well. Isa Ruhullah as well, okay? Ruhullah as well, he uses kalimatahu, okay? Kalimatahu, I think it's a word.
So question, yeah. Here the base, like the base meaning is word, right?
Yeah, the base, yeah, the real meaning is word.
So other meanings kalima. Are also related are used, to the yes. word, right?
Yeah, yeah, related to the word. So, it means the religion of God as well, means the prophet. It means also the promises of Allah Almighty as well. For example, we say, when you promise someone, you must keep your
word.
Words. Look, you see, you must keep your words. Okay? Words. It means promise as well. Alright? So it has different meanings. Here also, it means religion, it means words, it means promises of Allah Almighty, okay? But let's see. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. The words of your Lord has been fulfilled, has been perfected, has been what? Completed. With what? In truth and justice. So remember that the rules, the laws, Islamic laws, okay? The heavenly laws in the universe, all are based on truth, based on wisdom, knowledge, and justice. Adil, justice. Okay? So if we have rules and regulations about, for example, if people make mistakes in the community, if people commit crimes in the community, we have certain laws, we have certain rules, okay, for them. Yes, punishments. It's all because of this, that the Muslims, the community, must be able to establish justice in the community. Because the rules are what? Are established for the establishment of justice. The rules are established for the establishment of
justice.
Okay? All the laws and regulations that Allah Almighty has assigned in this world, okay? They all are for justice. Alright?
Yes.
Yeah. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدَّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ. Especially this ayah refers to the religion of Islam, to the book Quran, okay? That this book of Quran has been complete, it's perfect, it's complete, okay? It answers all the needs of humanity from the time of the Prophet till
the end,
till the day of
judgment.
So this Quran answers all the needs of humanity. That's why Allah says, "La mubaddila li kalimatihi." Nothing can change, because there will be nothing that will be unanswered. Everything will be
answered.
All the doubts and questions that people have, they are answered by the Quran. Okay? If you cannot see the answers, for example, on the Quran, you must look at the interpretation. You must ask a scholar. Okay? The Imam of time, the Prophet, the teachers of the Quran. Okay? So everything is answered here. لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And He is all-hearing and all-knowing. We said that Allah Almighty said that we have assigned, we have managed or established all the rules, all the laws based on justice and truth. Why? Because Allah is Samir and Alim, because He has knowledge. He knows what law must be what?
Applied.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Let's move on to the recitation and the tajweed rules. Recite a salawat, everyone.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
So the first one, watammat mim mushaddad, nun mushaddad. Always try to read them with
nasal sound.
Nasal sound, and also extend their sound for
two counts.
وَتَمَّتْ not تَمَّتْ وَتَمَّتْ وَتَمَّتْ. This is the rule. كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ. Ra has a heavy sound. صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. How do you read this? Oh, well, before I ask you this, let me ask Hassan a question. Hassan, what does that jim say that, dear?
The jim says that you can stop or you can continue. It's up to you.
You can stop or you can continue. It's up to you. Good job. So if we stop here, how do you read these two words? Sidqan wa adlan. Hussein, how do you read it?
Sidqan wa adla.
Sidqaw wa adla. You merge the word sidqaw and you change adlan, the tanween, to?
Alif ma.
Alif ma.
So question.
Yes.
Is this a weak qalqala?
Which one?
The dal.
Oh, yeah. Both. Yeah, it's weak qalqala. Nice one. So, dal is also pronounced with an echoing sound. Sidqaw wa adla. Good job. Nice question. So, tanween plus waw, you merge the sound. Sidqaw wa adlan. If you join, since Hassan said you are allowed to join as well, yes? Continue.
Yes.
Sidqaw wa adlan. How do you read with the next law? La mubaddila.
Sidqaw wa adlan la mubaddila.
Ahsan, you merge them. Sidqaw wa adlan la mubaddila li kalimatih. لكلماته. If you stop, ha changes to ساكن ha. Yes, yeah. تي is changed to تي. وهو السميع العليم. That's all. وإن تطع. For what? How do you read it? وإن تطع.
First, there's an إخفارو.
On the نون ساكن.
Yes.
How do you read it?
وَإِن
تُطِعْ. أحسنت. أكثر. را has a heavy sound. من في الأرض.
Again, إخفاء.
Again, إخفاء. I did not say it right. من في الأرض يضلوك عن سبيل الله. علي ناصر. عن سبيل الله.
إخفاء.
Again, إخفاء. عن سبيل الله. لله. Why the word Allah is pronounced with an A sound, not Allah? Allah. Why?
Because we have kasra.
You got a kasra before the word Allah. Sabilil. Lili. Sabili. Ends with a kasra. Nice one. In yattabi'una. Hussein?
In yattabi'una.
In yattabi'una. Make sure you extend it for two beats.
Yes.
إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون. يخ.
Yeah.
تفخيم. Okay. That's all. These are the simple rules that you should pay attention. Now that you have learned explanation, now that you have learned the tajweed rules, let's practice the recitation. Ready?
Yes.
I will recite once. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, together with Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, and Fawad, please repeat. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Let's recite seriously. وتمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا.
وتمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا.
When you recite with a kind of seriously, okay, this kind of the recitation, the vocal that you have is called rast. Okay, this is a vocal sound. Okay. Different vocal sounds we have in recitation. Rast, we have Nahawand, Bayat, Hijaz, Segad, like different ones, okay? We have that, inshallah, you will learn them, okay? In recitation. In Sawt and Lahn, okay? You'll learn them. So this one that you read seriously, like you show a fact, like you're serious about it, okay? You read it with this vocal. Okay. لا مبدل لكلماته.
لا مبدل لكلماته.
وهو السميع العليم.
وهو السميع العليم.
وإن تطع أكثر من في الأرض يضلوك عن سبيل الله.
إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Thank you so much for being with us till the end of this session. Stay with us in the coming sessions, inshallah. We'll be here with you again. Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir Fawad, thank you so much. Thanks to Arab English Radio, Sevilla International School. See you, inshallah. That's all from us for today. Wassalamu alaikum. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi attahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Life is full of choices. Choose the best option. Visit us at parstoday.ir/en. IRIB English Radio.
Yusuf Jalali, Tehran.
Rubashavet, Gaza.
Jerome Hughes, Brussels.
Said Pureza, London.
Rasha Saglam, Istanbul.
Said Amin Olemi, Kabul.
Shahanabad, Indian administered Kashmir.
Around the world with reporters.
With Christmas celebrations in Al-Quds and Bethlehem cancelled, the Christian Palestinians residing in Lebanon also have no reason to be joyous. Mass Christmas services have transformed into prayers of mourning. Nahida and Samar Antoun were killed by Israeli sniper fire in Gaza. They were killed as they took refuge in a monastery.
They were killed by Israeli sniper fire, and what we heard from the Pope is not true. It was not by mistake. No one is killed in Gaza by mistake. This is a Zionist policy, and they purposely kill everyone, especially the children and every Arab, no matter what their religion, because we are a thorn in their throat. But we will remain, and they will leave.
They started shelling the churches just like they shelled the mosques.
We were first confident that when they go to the church, they will be safe. But sniper fire hit them in the heart of the church. So there is no safe haven in Gaza. We are not celebrating this year just like Al-Quds. We are mourning all of Palestine's martyrs, not only our relatives. Palestinian Christians in Lebanon stress that the Israeli regime does not differentiate between Muslims or Christians, since they are all with the resistance.
We salute the resistance in Gaza, Lebanon, Yemen, Iraq, and Syria, and we tell them not to stop. These racist Zionists are even worse than the Nazis. What they are doing is more heinous than what the Nazis did. If the Arabs want to forsake Al-Quds, fine. We are the ones who will liberate it with the efforts of our heroic resistance inside Palestine, and victory is very near.
Despite the sadness in the hearts of the grown-ups, they are attempting to put a smile on the faces of the children who also remember Gaza.
We're giving these gifts to the children of this camp since it's not their crime that the Zionist occupation is killing children in Palestine. We want to give them some joy as we have been doing for the last 5 years.
We do not feel there is a holiday, but we're trying to put some happiness in the hearts of children here while we remember that our children in Palestine are being killed every day. The Israelis do not differentiate between Muslim and Christian. It's a monster that was planted on our land and it kills all people alike.
With tens of thousands already killed by the Israeli regime in Palestine, people at churches in Lebanon remember the oppressed people of Palestine and pray, may Christ be with them. For Palestinian Christians in Lebanon, this Christmas is an occasion to mourn rather than celebrate. As they remember their kin who were martyred in Gaza, their biggest wish of the year is that they may one day celebrate Christmas in their churches as they come back home to a free Palestine. Maryam Saleh, Beirut.
The Iranian Defense Ministry spokesman has warned that Israel will have to pay the price for assassinating Iran's senior military advisor in Syria, General Seyed Reza Mousavi. Brigadier General Reza Talaynik noted the revenge against Israel will be fulfilled at the proper time and place. Speaking at the press conference on Tuesday, the spokesman said the Zionist regime's move to assassinate Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, Brigadier General Mousavi in Damascus, reveals the terrorist nature of Israel. He added that the murder is a clear violation of Syria's sovereignty.
This crime definitely deserves punishment. The Israelis must pay the price for their recent terrorist actions. Iran will give a smart and a strong response to the Israeli strike at the appropriate time and place, and in such a way that the Zionist regime's purposes in carrying out these attacks won't be fulfilled.
Brigadier General Seyed Reza Mousavi was assassinated in a missile strike on a neighborhood in Damascus. He was in charge of the resistance front's logistics in Syria. Mousavi was also comrade of IRGC's late commander, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, who was assassinated in a U.S. drone attack near Baghdad International Airport in 2020. The IRGC strongly condemned Mousavi's assassination, saying the occupying Israeli regime will pay for this crime.
The developments in the past 4 years following the assassination of General Soleimani show that our enemies, especially the United States, have obtained opposite results from such acts of terrorism. Over the past 4 years, the ideals and patterns of resistance grew in the region and even in the world. Contrary to the terrorist goal of the United States, the resistance front has gained more power than before. The most important issue in the region and the world is still the genocide in Gaza, and the failure and defeat of the Zionists has been revealed to the world, and the regime is going through a dark period.
Experts believe Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps is revered in West Asia for its key role in helping the Iraqi and Syrian armies eliminate the Daesh terror group. And now Israel has once again demonstrated its hostility toward the IRGC and its counter-terrorism campaign by assassinating one of its senior military advisors in Syria. Iranian officials believe that the recent Israeli crimes in the region, such as the Gaza War or the assassination of the Iranian commander in Syria, shows the continued weakness and failure of the Tel Aviv regime, which leads Israel to collapse and complete destruction. Saman Kujur, Tehran.
¶¶
On October 7th, the Israeli regime launched brutal bombardment of the Gaza Strip, killing and maiming tens of thousands of innocent civilians. Palestinian journalists and media workers were no exception. The Israeli regime has so far killed more than 100 Palestinian journalists as well as dozens of their family members. According to Reporters Without Borders, Palestinian journalists have no safe refuge and no way of leaving the blockaded territory.
Every day, Zionist forces target journalists in Gaza, and if they cannot kill them, they kill their family members. The Zionist regime has killed scores of our colleagues along with their families. Tel Aviv wants to silence us and prevent us from exposing Israeli war crimes.
Over the course of the Israeli onslaught, dozens of Gazan journalists have also been reported missing, detained, or injured. Israeli forces have also targeted their media offices and homes.
My message to the international community is that we here, as a journalist, we didn't feel that we are safe. We are targeted, and every time we can be bombed with the Israeli occupation forces. So my message is that we have to be saved. We are doing our work. We are only covering the acts that Israeli made here in the Gaza Strip. So we are trying to get this message to the world.
Experts have dubbed the Israeli aggression since October 7th as the deadliest period for journalists covering military conflicts in more than three decades.
We were displaced from the Tell al-Hawa neighborhood in Gaza City to the house of our friend, the journalist Adel Zorob, in Rafah. He hosted us for 70 days, and a few days ago, my family was sleeping in the room close to his room, and an Israeli airstrike killed him along with several members of his family and my family.
Reporters Without Borders has described the Gaza Strip as the graveyard of journalists.
Journalists in Gaza have been at the forefront of the campaign to expose Israeli crimes against innocent civilians. Experts say Palestinian journalists are paying the price for the international apathy toward Israeli war crimes. Ashraf Shanan, Gaza.
For the first time in living memory, Christmas festivities have been cancelled in the occupied territories. No celebrations will be held in mourning and honor of thousands of Palestinians killed in the Gaza Strip because of the Israeli genocidal war. The head of the Greek Orthodox Church in Ramallah told me that only prayers and religious rituals dedicated to the people of Gaza would be performed with hopes for the Israeli war to come to an end.
It's a big crime what's going on in the Gaza Strip. How could we celebrate? There is a part of us, part of our Palestinian people are crying, are hungry, are thirsty, and are sleeping in tents and in streets. This forced displacement of Palestinian families is unacceptable. The Palestinian Christians refuse to leave Gaza. They remain there steadfast, defending their homeland and their churches, as they are part of the Palestinian people.
Christian Palestinian families came to the church to pray, gripped with helplessness and pain amid Israel's war on Gaza. They say they are unable to celebrate while Palestinians in Gaza are suffering, while Christian Palestinians were being killed and churches destroyed.
All churches in Ramallah had been agreed upon not to celebrate Christmas this year because of the war in Gaza. But there are Christians and there are churches, and the third most old church in the world present in Gaza had been bombed by the Israeli military. That's really crucial and that's really bad.
We are unable to celebrate this year. We decided there will be no festive lights and Christmas tree as usual to mark the holiday, while all our people in Gaza are being killed. I watch the news and I see the children are either killed or they are homeless in the cold and under the heavy rain. It's heartbreaking.
Meanwhile, in the supposed birthplace of Jesus Christ, Bethlehem, in the south of the occupied West Bank, instead of the huge decorated Christmas tree, an artwork called Nativity Under the Rubble in Manger Square was put up, representing only darkness and sadness. Christmas is not the same in the occupied territory that is grieving for Gaza this year. No celebrations will be held in the occupied territories that Christians all over the world consider as a holy land. But they forget it's occupied and that Palestinian Christians there in Gaza are being killed by the Israeli occupation forces. Mona Qandil, occupied Ramallah.
Marching for Our Martyrs and Palestine was the name of the rally organized by the IHH, a humanitarian relief foundation in Turkey. Speaking in Istanbul, the IHH General President Bülent Yıldırım urged Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing for humanitarian aid to enter Gaza and for the wounded to get out of the besieged strip for treatment.
We came here today to denounce Israeli occupation crimes against humanity in Gaza. We are here to defend innocent men, women and children who are under brutal bombardment every day. As you can see, hundreds took to the streets in Istanbul and Ankara to denounce Israel's brutal attacks.
Elderly men, women and children, people from all walks of life, marched the streets of Istanbul chanting anti-occupation slogans. Demonstrators said what is happening in Gaza is a genocide, calling on the whole world to stand against this criminal act and to call for a ceasefire.
We came here to show the world that we are standing against Zionism, we are against the killing of innocent civilians, against genocides and ethnic cleansing.
Slogans such as Criminal Israel and Free Palestine were chanted by angry protesters who say one day the land will be liberated from the Israeli occupation.
We are here to show the world our stance from what's happening in Gaza today. More than 2 months and the world is silent. We will not be silent. We are here to let the whole world hear our voice. We will forever say Israel is a terrorist state.
Pro-Palestinian rallies have been taking place around the world since the Israeli-US genocide in Gaza started on October 7. Demonstrators here say they will continue their protests and demonstrations until a ceasefire is reached. They say they will never leave their brothers in Gaza alone. Rashan Saglam, Istanbul.
Foreign guests, including senior Palestinian leaders as well as politicians and high-ranking officials from over 60 countries, gathered in Tehran in solidarity with Palestinians, particularly those in the Gaza Strip, nearly 80 days into the Israeli onslaught on the territory. They demanded a permanent ceasefire, with attending ultra-Orthodox Jews taking it even further and calling for an end to the occupation of the entire Palestine.
This occupation has no excuse. They're using my religion, Judaism. Not one of them is covering the head. They're using the name of Judaism. In 1947, in the United Nations records, representing the Jewish community said, we furthermore wish to express our definite opposition to a Jewish state in any part of Palestine.
Israel is able to continue as a state based on two pillars. One is the army and the economical force inside Palestine, occupied Palestine, and the other one is the international support. October 7th and what happened after that has changed a lot the narrative about this conflict, especially because of social media and thanks of social media, Palestinians were able for the first time to bypass the mainstream media.
Today, we have a chance to stand up for justice. We live in a day and age where it is easy to find out the truth. And the truth of what is happening in Gaza is before our very eyes. Obviously, we will not idly watch the atrocities committed against women, children, and in general, all civilians in Gaza.
This is a conflict in which Israel, for the first time, has lost the narrative.
There is a large part of the world which is united and which is ready to act. Now then we have to come to the another phases, how to act concretely.
It is real time to stop talking and to start doing. There are no middle way. Either we are with Gaza, with Palestinians, with people in Palestine, or we are against them.
At the panel discussions, participants from different nationalities and faiths focused on practical measures and strategies to mount pressure on Israel to stop its attacks on Gaza and allow the delivery of international humanitarian aid to the territory.
Most people around the world are empathizing with our brothers and sisters in Palestine. They want to do something. Actually, people of no faith whatsoever and some of different ideologies, different faith, they will want to do something. They cannot stand to see this ongoing bloodshed.
We have to talk about this. We have to communicate and express solidarity with Palestinians.
the battle for Gaza.
We should send boats to Gaza. We should send boats with humanitarian aid.
All the participants reiterated that it is beyond imagination.